Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey, hey, everybody.
Don't ruin the show.
Now it's off. All right, two minute. Now it's off.
Welcome to Knockout Radio.
So anyway, a beautiful start, and it figures the show has started totally full of ruckus. Nothing?
You've got ruckus here.
I know.
And you got a sharp dressed man here.
That's it.
And unfortunately, I got to take my fedora off so I can talk.
Wow, that scared the hell out of me. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, I thought it was going a different
direction. Yeah, I thought you were going a different direction before fedora.
No.
I know the P is silent, but it still scared me.
No.
In studio, the superhero, the A-hole show, and we got another A-hole in front of me, but the A-hole show to my right, West, I always call him Westifer Sims the Third. West Sims, what's up? In town.
Nice weather.
How did you fly in town?
I drove.
You did?
It took me 2 days.
I thought superheroes flew.
I've retired the cape.
Did you?
Hung it up.
Oh, you gave it to Mark.
For a while.
Gave it to Mark.
Well, Mark's been using it.
Of course, we're talking about Mark Coleman. I thought about you. A couple interesting things have been happening in your former line of business,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure you'll...
We'll address that one. Number one.
What is it? The elephant in the room? Is that
yes,
what it's called?
That's number one.
Before we go back in time, let's stay here. What's up with Wes Sims, the Wes Sims family? How's life?
Good. Life is good. Life's been very good since fighting.
So Wes pulls up, and first he can't find Cool Breeze AC. You know, Ryan had a problem before, and he pulls up. Wife gets out of the car, and then he goes, yeah, the big guy's in the back seat. I'm like, huh? Because I remember old Rutgers Max before he was born.
It's the Raising Rutgers tour right there, baby.
How about that?
That's him.
So how has fatherhood been?
Pretty good. He's a good kid. I had to beat the sin out of him when he was young.
I was going to say, right.
Oh, he was bad. He was bad. I had a teacher tell me one time, she brought us in. He had a journal. Every day he'd bring the journal home, and every day it was something bad. Something happened. He was organizing wrestling matches on the playground. One time he had a kid in the back, and he was banging his head into the floor. I go, why, Max? He didn't know why he was doing it, but he was banging a kid's head into the floor. But like I said, I beat the sin out of him. It's really, really good.
Well, I noticed it was funny. A typical father, okay? Like, Wes and I go way, 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 way back. Wes will never talk about, I will. He will never talk about everything he's done, all the good, all the bad. The first thing he says when the three get out of the car, look at my son's ear. Look at the trophy.
Look at that. That's a trophy.
Oh, nice.
Look, I took him when he was, how old were you? The silent age. I took him to wrestling, and I thought, because Hankel and Coleman, they were both, you got to get him into wrestling. So I take him into wrestling, does really good, and comes over to me and tells me, I don't like it. I want to play basketball.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, all right. So I didn't push him. I didn't want him to hate it. So 3 years ago, he came to me and said, I want to wrestle this year.
Do you think part of that is that he must not have gotten your Jolly Green Giant gene?
He hadn't heard it. Well, yeah, because he's really growing now. But he hadn't heard all the stories yet. And I think now it's starting to get cool.
Now, when you're around, and I'll use the word friend or other media or whatever, do they talk to you the way you and I go back and forth? Because I don't want to upset the little guy.
No, you don't want to upset him.
Not that little. He's not a little guy.
No, for sure.
Oh, his first year was rough. I mean, going into wrestling in the sixth grade. Plus, he's 13. We held him back a year. So, Oh, well, I mean, we put him in a year early.
Right.
That was less work for me. So.
Of course.
Get him in school.
Anytime you can get daycare without having to pay for it and let the country pay for it.
That's what I thought. Now I wish otherwise, but he's got straight A's, couple nice. B's. Now I can't hold him back because it doesn't make any sense.
Sure.
He's too smart.
Well, if you hold him back, then he'll be in the house longer.
That doesn't make any sense.
We need more food.
Yeah.
So Bisping, his son, you know, there's certain a point where the son wants to challenge the dad and take over that top spot. You're 6'9". Do you think that day's coming? Do you know if it's coming?
I'm going to jump in and answer it. That's the reason that he left basketball. Because he has a better chance on the mat than he does on the court.
Oh, wow. Okay.
6'9", 5". What are you, height-wise?
Six foot.
Are you really?
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's right at 13. Just under my nose.
Right. At 13. That's
13.
He amazing. Would still be bad if you blocked the shot, so I see why he wrestled.
Swatting into the stands.
Or vice versa. Could you imagine if he blocks Wes?
Well.
Wes stumbles.
Hey, like I said, the first year was rough, but the second year, it was junior high, seventh grade, starting to learn a little bit, and a lot of losses still, though. This past year, you probably seen the hammer. He every day he does his videos.
Yeah.
He would come and this is Raising Ruckus. Yeah, he had a good
Raising
year.
Ruckus.
What was it? 22-9, I think.
Wow.
Overall.
You want to make it 23-9? We'll put Matt on the mat, and you know you can get another easy victory.
What
about everything else? I know you know you're doing a lot with gyms. You're doing a lot with the POW leagues.
Yeah. Well, no, the gym. The POW took over, and it's doing fantastic. We moved into a bigger place in with the city, so it's doing really, really well.
I'm gonna bounce all over the place.
All right,
but so the Sims family walks in, right, and Wes goes, I'm gonna have to leave something with you. I'm thinking Wes is giving me a gift, and I still got to tell you the story about the t-shirt I'm wearing, not the one I'm going to be wearing shortly, but the one I'm wearing now. So he walks in and he reaches in. I go, oh, I love gifts. So he whips out something Rocky Balboa related.
Okay.
Okay. Now, going back in time, some people that have listened to the show long enough know there is not a bigger Rocky Balboa fan than me.
It's true.
But there is one that's equal.
Okay.
And he's sitting to my right, to your left.
Okay.
So he opens up this bag and he has a Mason the Line Dixon, our good friend Antonio Tarver's action figure.
Yeah.
You know, and I have them all in the studios and all that kind of stuff. Okay, cool. I already have one, but thanks, Wes. And then he brings out these shorts. And I go, that's cool. He goes, no, you don't know what this is. I'll let Wes tell you what these are. I need to be watched for the next 3 hours.
Okay.
Not that I would ever steal from Wes Sims.
I'll be back if you do.
But if I was to ever steal anything, this is what I would steal.
Hey, it's his trunks. It's his trunks from the first bout on the movie when it's black and white.
Boom. These are the shorts.
The actual shorts.
Wow. I just shot a text message to Antonio, and we're going to try to hook it all up.
Opening scene.
Wow.
I need that framed on the wall in the gym.
So do I.
So obviously that's a huge, huge piece of memorabilia, Wes. But, do you collect memorabilia? And if so, what's your most prized possession? And what's something you wish you had if you don't already have it?
This T-shirt.
Well, yeah, I want my T-shirt. But that would be nice on my wall. But hey, I was just telling him, a buddy I know has Tommy Gunn's tracksuit from Rocky V.
Oh, wow.
Which I think it'd be really
You do cool. know that that's my favorite movie.
Yeah, Rocky V.
Rocky
right.
V. The Tommy Morrison.
I want that just so I can get pictures in and maybe have Ruckus put it on and take pictures and send it to Randy. And what do you think now?
Wow.
Before we go to the first break, let me tell you the story about this one. This is the SWAT Wes Sims shirt, right? So UFC 100. UFC 300 is next weekend.
Yeah.
Steve and I will be out there. Where do we run down everything we're going to do next week? So UFC 100, my good friend Marcus Jones was on the Ultimate Fighter that year. Wes was on it. That's when he did some really interesting things, climbing walls and in showers and all sorts of neat stuff. So I'm up in his hotel room because he's going to be fighting that weekend. And there was these two shirts. This shirt. Go ahead and read it.
SWAT. Sims whoop ass tour.
Okay. So there was two of them there. And I said, oh, Wes, that's cool. He goes, yeah, I only have two. And I go, well, now you only have one. Is that not true?
That happened.
Okay. So I take the shirt. And I think this is the coolest thing ever. So now it's the Fan Expo. And so, you know, the Big Fan Expo, and I'm over talking to Marcus and these guys. That's that famous picture that we have with Marcus, with Wes, and me in the headlock and all that. So this guy comes. First, he just walked around the media area like he owned the place. And I'm already looking like, what's going on?
He's my height.
He's his height, right? So, I mean, I wasn't totally disrespectful, but he said in a like a grisly gruff, where'd you get that shirt? And I go, I stole it last night. Did I or did I not steal it? You I just told it. You the yeah, story you that I stole it, right?
You took it.
He looked at me and he was ready to punch me in the face. I did not know that it was Wes's dad.
Oh, wow.
So he thought I really stole it.
Wow.
And then I had to sort of kind of explain it and talk him off the cliff and save my face from destruction. And, you know, it was kind of funny.
He's got bear claws. It would have been bad.
It would not have gone well. I don't think Marcus could have gotten over fast enough, or Wes or anybody else to help me save me.
Do you think they're upset that this is the first time I've seen you wear it?
I'll explain why. I don't see him other than the 3 hours.
It's not true.
We don't talk.
We're besties.
No, we are not.
We're BFFs.
We don't hang out.
I'm in the will.
Oh,
this show is mine at some point.
You're going to inherit tons of debt. It's going to be like our buddy. Yeah. I'm going to put you in the will. No, please.
He spent all his money on a wedding coming up in November.
Okay. Why do you keep dropping stuff that's not true?
I'm not dropping anything.
All right. Let's go hit our first break. Hopefully we'll come back crystal clear. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
Brady Quinn, you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shoppe. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chad Johnson, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you from our home away from home, Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. Next week, Steve and I and a very special co-host will be broadcasting again from the Apex as we get ready for UFC 300. We're going to cover the PFL. I think it's episode 2 of the new tournament.
I won't be here next week.
Well, come join us in Vegas.
Oh.
I can't wait to see Dana watch you walk through the front door.
You got the duck, but maybe.
I didn't get the invite. Hammer did send see you there. I think he meant me.
I think so. I think so.
Don't say any others.
Let's talk real quickly as we're going to bounce all over the place. A, do you watch MMA? You know, a lot of former fighters, you know, don't. No. And I'm curious, do you watch? How much do you watch?
No. Only thing my only connection left is Mark, and I talk to Matt a lot, Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's now heavily involved. Yeah. I like how he didn't say, and you. You notice how he just said Mark and Matt.
You're an outsider.
You know, all you have to do is call me if there's anything needs done.
We could tell stories.
I take care of them.
At some point, just tell me enough stories about your dad. So I remember the night that you called me about 42 times?
You had
a huge dilemma.
Yeah.
And so it all revolved around Ryan Bennett, the memorial, and all that kind of stuff. And Wes had a dilemma, and every 20 minutes he got talked into a different direction.
Listen, I'll tell you, I made the righteous choice, and I don't take that one back. I had an opportunity to fight Boss Rutten on WFA.
Chemo had fell out.
I had already taken and said I would fight on Bennett's memorial fight for free.
Uh-huh.
Well, they were offering a nice little chunk, and I'm like, oh. So.
Bring Randy. And I'm like, dude, I'm telling you, Ryan Bennett, blah, 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 blah.
I'm broke, though. I'm broke, Randy.
And that's why I don't hold back with Wes made the right decision for Wes. Wright made the right decision. But a lot of people, me included, would do it differently. You know, and I said, and other people very close, and we won't say names, but very close to Ryan Bennett had the same ordeal and took other fights. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like a mutual person that you just got to know, and they're looking at schools, and he told me, I'm very loyal. If I say I'm going for 4 years. I go, absolutely not. I said, you know who, and I'm telling you, this is what I just told the guy. I said, you're loyal to one person, that kid inside your house. If a better something comes year two, you take it. So Wes calls, and I've known Wes a long time, and I knew what he was going to do. And I'm like, Ryan is yelling from heaven, if you believe that. Take the Boss Rutten. A, it was a lot of money. Mm. A lot of money back then.
Sure.
It's still a lot of money today. I said, Ryan is screaming, take the fight. And let's be honest, you go and fight Boss Rutten and win?
It's a big one.
It's going to get you another fight.
Yeah,
you know, another name fight, you know, whatever. Yeah. And you know, Wes is Wes, and that's one reason why many people, including me, love this guy like no else.
My karma's come full circle, though. I'm not broke anymore.
So did you take the fight against Boss?
No, what I'm saying. He turned it down.
Wow.
So we would talk literally all night long, and he's like, I talked him into, as well as you could talk a 6'9" giant, you know, to do what you want, and I convinced him. Everybody would understand. It is what it is. I said, and if it's you're doing your word, take all that money and donate it to the Bennett Foundation. That's everything that I said.
Yep.
I said, this fight can help move your career.
Absolutely.
And, okay, all right, I'm going to do it. Try to go to sleep. 20 minutes later, bring Randy, I can't do it. You know, I talked to, again, we won't mention names, and, you know, who was swaying the other way, and it was the right decision. Now, 100%, it was the right decision.
So go back to that decision in that era and time period where social media wasn't like it is now, where you can't really build a social presence outside of the organization. So that was a big deal. You had to make a decision, you know, because staying in the fight, fighting Boss, beating Boss would.
It all goes back, though, to UFC 43 when I stomped Frank Mir. There were only two people that really talked to me when it came to media. I mean, everyone wanted to hear, but two that, like, embraced me was very kind, and that was him and Ryan. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I never forgot that.
Wow.
But back in the day, you think we have heat? Only it's real.
Okay.
You know, back then, there was really only two shows. there was the real radio show, and that's not a dig on Ryan, a real, you know, FCC, same station I'm on now.
Right.
And then every time we would go somewhere, I had the same basically looking table, and then not 6 feet away was another 6 foot table with Ryan Bennett doing MMA Weekly. Now, the difference is MMA Weekly was an online media, whatever. Right. So you could do and say anything you want.
Right.
So not only Wes, but his former best friend, fighting opponent, Tim Sylvia, we would literally, I would have Wes here and Tim is sitting 6 feet away using language that you shouldn't right. use. Knowing that it's killing me as a joke, and then they would switch, and it would be the same thing, and you know, talking Ryan, you know, it's crazy.
So,
yes.
So how long before FCC changes the regulation or restriction of profanity and, you know, censorship? Because the internet's wide open, it's been long enough.
I don't think they ever will.
Why won't they? Because how can you continue down this path when it's so acceptable and normal now?
Why does the government charge you taxes when you buy things and taxes when you sell things? Because they do.
Well, I think Couture is on a mission to change that. I mean, he was just here in Florida doing a conference about how to not pay taxes.
Well, Mindy Robinson right? was telling that, absolutely. You know, at the Super Bowl as well. So back to Wes.
Can you imagine me getting into politics?
Yeah. And, you know, you get, I can tell it, I can already tell you what's going to happen. I can tell you right now, Rutgers, this is what's going to happen. Your dad's going to get into politics, okay. And he's going to get elected, and I'm going to get a phone call from Mark Coleman. God, you did it again. You're putting Wes in different areas. He needs to stay focused. This is your fault.
I mean, the Capitol does have tall ceilings. It would be a good place for you.
For a reason. You think of politics?
Go in there and clean some people out.
Yeah, a Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble style.
Okay, here's another Wes Sims story. Where do you hear this one? I don't know if you've heard this one. So WrestleMania is in Orlando. It is Ric Flair's final match. So myself, my son, and Chris Hovan is sitting one ringside, row 4, row 5, row 3, whatever. To my left in row 2, 3, 4, somewhere in there, is the 7'2" giant. And he told me, and if you know Wes well enough, so far we've learned, when Wes says something, believe it. He told me if Ric Flair needs help, he's going in. And I was worried the whole wow. night long. I'm like, when Wes goes, do I go try to stop him? Do I run away?
If I'm getting kicked out, I want it to be at WrestleMania.
There you go.
No, house show. Uh-uh.
You still watch wrestling?
A little bit, here and there. Been seeing The Rock on. That's pretty cool.
What is he called? He came up with a new name, The Final Something.
Or, oh, man, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, you know the big deals, WrestleMania is this weekend. Not in Philly? We got to go back to Philly, by the way. We did the whole Rocky tour. You know the one thing you and I didn't do? We didn't go to the grave sites.
No.
So I went with Travis, who will be here probably after you leave today, and we went to the grave sites. We saw, you know, Polly's grave site. We saw.
I don't want to go to the graveyard, Randy. We'll be there soon enough.
Yeah, for sure. Well, now Polly is there, you know. So
Steve has been there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we went there together. All right. So we talked briefly about Mason-Dixon shorts. I know you have a few other things. Don't you have the ring too?
No, not the ring anymore. Got a bunch of Stitch. I've got his last three outfits from Creed and now the Creed 3.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think I'm ever getting anything from Stitch ever again.
Oh, you got a nickname from him.
He called him something wrong.
He called him the low blow. So Randy went from Dana calling him the OG of the UFC to Stitch Duran calling him the low blow.
Oh, man.
Taking cheap shots on the legend.
Every single person I've told the story to do not understand it. So we're talking, and Stitch looks like a couple movie people.
Yeah.
Right? He also looks like Carlos Santana, right? So we've seen him act. You know, he's been in the Rocky series and all that. And I said, well, you could also get a good gig as a backup to Almos, as a stunt double for Almos. And he got mad at that. And then he went and punched me. He goes, all right, low blow. I think Frank Trigg's making a lot of money as a stunt double.
Yeah. He was on... He was one of them green guys from Jabba. Jabba's palace.
He's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, Gamorrean guard. He was one of them guys.
I've seen him. He plays a lot of thugs.
Yeah.
He got paid stupid money to sit at a table and pretend to eat. It's not a bad gig.
It's a good gig for Trigg. That's a real good gig for Trigg.
So speaking of acting in MMA, the biggest name in the UFC history, Conor McGregor, just featured in Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So have you seen it? Have you watched
it?
No.
You're not going to replace the original.
See?
You're not going to replace the original.
Even with the star power of a Conor McGregor?
It doesn't matter.
I told him, see, I won't watch it. I have zero interest in it.
He doesn't have Patrick Swayze star power.
From what I understand, from what people said, it's not the remake of Roadhouse.
Right.
You know, it's different.
So
why did they use the Roadhouse name? They should have just called it something else.
Right.
It would have made the same amount of money, if not more. You know, it did tick off some people that for that. I'm not watching it.
Right.
Patrick Swayze's not in it. You know, the bad guy was the bad guy in Roadhouse. Mm-hmm. Now it's Connor. It's ridiculous that they did.
What I thought was ridiculous is after the fight in the parking lot, the four injured guys, he drove them. Jake Gyllenhaal drove them to the hospital to get treatment. So like it showed this compassionate side. It took away the alpha male, violent, barbaric, Hollywood A-roll. And now they made it this like compassionate guy. It's awful.
See that they didn't. Awful. He didn't replace Patrick Swayze. Conor McGregor replaced Funk.
Right.
Because remember, Funk was in it, and he was one of those brawls outside the bar. All right, bottom of the hour. Time flies, as it always does with Wes Sims and Rutgers. Let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC Broadcast Facility, brought to you by Buck Energy Drink, 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Archie Manning, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Do you have a sinkhole problem? Call APD Foundation Repair. Do you have cracks in your walls? Call APD Foundation Repair. Water pooling in your yard? Call APD Foundation Repair. This is Randy Harris, and I'm so glad I made the call to APD Foundation Repair at 352-200-9740. APD Foundation Repair services the entire state of Florida and provides free inspections and estimates. With the A+ Better Business Bureau rating, it's a no-brainer. Give APD Foundation Repair a call today at 352-200-9740.
Say goodbye to outdated equipment and welcome the latest smart technology into your home. With Cool Breeze AC, you can effortlessly control the temperature and create the perfect environment from anywhere at any time. Call Cool Breeze today at 727-954-3605.
Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. If you have any AC issues, especially between midnight and 4 in the morning, give them a call at 727-954-3605. They will answer your phone quicker than Wes answers mine, and he answers my phone pretty quick. So give him a call, 727-954-3605. Let's talk some updated local, not local, but recent MMA events, news, whether we start with Fingergate.
Whoa. What is that?
Listen, not that you asked me if I follow and keep up. No, I don't. But I don't live under a rock. I have social media. And I see all these things.
I get scared when he shakes his hand.
Yeah. Well, this one aggravated me a lot, and it wasn't Fingergate. I almost bet on Chris, so I would have been a good one.
Yeah,
but I didn't. I'm talking about the fight before that, not that card. Card before that.
You mean the guy who got thrown out of the UFC? He got fired instantly for
an
incident.
That was the guy that did the crime.
Right, did the crime.
Right.
So what Wes is talking about. And it relates to me, obviously more to Wes than me, but we talked about it, Matt, about the guy who bit the other fighter.
Oh, yeah.
And instantly the fight was stopped, basically kicked out before he got back into the back room.
Better referee.
Well, keep going. We've talked about this. Wes got bit in a fight. And when I say bit, I wish there was cameras. I don't remember how long ago it was, but there wasn't cell phones, right? Back then?
Yeah, yes, sir. There was cameras. I'm in the picture. They did a thing afterwards, big old bite chunks on me. And you know, when they asked Joe Rogan asked, he said, "Why'd you bite him?" He said, "He was choking me. He's the dirty fighter."
right. What I'm saying, there wasn't cell phones. There was cameras.
So I'm sorry, Wes. Randy's first tablet was made of stone. It was he doesn't really know when they brought in like digital images and video.
Somebody Google when the first cell phone was, and I'll bet you it was after that fight.
It was bad.
Wes gets out of the cage and walks right up to me, and he goes, "If I didn't get bit, what's this?" And it was the full implant.
So which is worse, biting or spitting on an opponent? Like, which is more disrespectful to the sport, to the person, to the human?
I mean, either are bad. I mean, but you bite somebody. I mean, you're like, you're getting involved there.
Emotionally. Like you lost your cool, right? Like, yeah. Lost your professionalism and let emotions take over your action, right?
Yeah. I got to show you guys something because it got me so mad. Because here's the other thing. Not only the guy that got bit, he got rewarded with the win. He got rewarded with a $50,000 bonus.
And he got a tattoo to commemorate it. Do you have a tattoo?
Oh, man.
Ruckus.
Put those on, kid.
All right. Here we go.
Let's welcome Ruckus to the show.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Zoom in. It is.
Wow. I got bit, lost, fired. And no bonus. Wow.
I've never taken a picture of a man's
UFC
chest before.
47.
Yes, you have.
There's the teeth marks.
Dude,
UFC 47.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Love I got it. Bit. I lost.
You're
fire,
doing play-by-play here.
No
come on.
Yeah.
Play-by-play.
Yeah, talk about it.
I mean, no bonus to support me.
See, he's always thinking about it. Give me the mic.
I just came up with a new show.
Okay.
I'm waiting for there. I'm going to organize and produce a new show. So if it's Rutgers is all about him, then him and Matt are going to get along real well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can tell.
Heck yeah.
It's about me. That'll be the new podcast.
So it's about us.
So when did you get that done?
Right after the fight, when I thought once he got his, I thought if I got mine, I'd get some recognition, but it didn't work.
It was working right now.
It was cheap. Listen, I will tell you, it was cheap. It didn't cost me very much to have it done.
Yeah. Smart.
$25.
Really?
Yeah.
Get it done in Mexico?
No, this guy just got out of the joint.
Side of the road?
Kind of. There was a roof over our head.
Well, you know, you made a comment about maybe doing something combat-wise again, which, A, I hope you don't. B, Mark Coleman will call me and blame me again. C, what's up with your relationship with the other big, tall giant?
He's retired.
Well, he's doing,
he can't physically do it.
He's doing slaps now.
He can't physically do it.
I gotta get a photo.
Everybody wants a picture of this. Everybody wants a picture of this.
That's how you're gonna make more money.
That's a great photo right there of air.
You're gonna, but that's what you have to do in today's modern sports world. You gotta build yourself outside the sport. That's
what the money is. He was building it. Go back and watch The Ultimate Fighter that season.
No, no. Was it before or after your fighting career that you started SimCity, the video game? Is that yours?
I do have SimCity Big Money Hustler. That is my, that's my investment company.
Oh, nice.
SimCity Big Money Hustler.
Nice. Makes sense.
Yep.
Do you play SimCity? Like, what did you, like, did you play and build and
he's the
create?
Video game kid.
Okay.
He knows all the games. I don't even have a console.
But you have a TV.
I don't watch it very much either.
Really?
No.
You're working that much?
I work a lot.
Is that because the family wants, like Matt, the family wants you out of the house?
Kind of, I think. But they want to take off in the middle of the week and go on trips like this.
Yeah.
I live in Ohio, so it was a long drive.
I've asked you this before. I'll ask it again. Why are you still living in Ohio? You have all that money
Same
now.
Same answer.
You can come
Same
here
answer.
And be in paradise.
I don't know. It's better than under the bridge in Chicago before the Ultimate Fighter. Where it used to be.
Right. Well, so why is Ohio such a hotbed for UFC like legends and fighters that came out? Rich Franklin and Jorge Gazelle and all those guys.
I'm going to punch him in the face.
Whoa.
I'm going to punch him right in the face.
Don't bite me.
And then he can make a tattoo out of it.
Dude. Do you think Evander Holyfield got an earring of an ear?
There's only three names you need to remember out of Ohio. And that's Mark Coleman, Kevin Randleman. Better give Kerr some credit because they're doing a movie on him. Yeah. Mark Kerr's about to do the smash.
Didn't The Rock do the main character?
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to jump fast forward to a week. It was a week after Mark got out of the hospital. A buddy of mine called at midnight, and he never calls at midnight. And he called twice, and he texted me, call me when you wake up. Well, at 7 o'clock my time, 6 o'clock his, I call him, and he never answers in the morning because he's with, hello, hold on a second. Goes in the other room, you're not going to believe this. What?
It was Dwayne?
It was Dwayne. Wow. He messaged for Mark, checking on him, and wanted to talk to him. So,
for those two people in the world that are listening that don't know the Mark Coleman story, so it's weird just because sometimes you just go do something and you don't realize. Right? Like from what I've been told, and you can correct me, Mark just decided, I'm going to go drive up and see my parents.
He was going to come to the gym Monday night, but instead he said, look, I'm going to go up my parents because he was going to stay up there for 3 days. He was going to go up, see his parents. He hadn't been up, talk to them. There's a bunch of stuff going on. So he went up Monday. Thank God.
Tell the rest of the story.
Well, I told you already, I'm not going to go into this deep because no one can tell a Mark Coleman story like Mark Coleman.
No doubt.
There's no way.
But the biggest problem about that is Mark Coleman doesn't like to tell stories about Mark Coleman.
Right.
No, trust me, he does. He does, and he will. But, yeah, he went up, and I thought he might have got into an argument with his sisters or somebody because at 5 in the morning, his sister's texting me, and I'm like, well, 5 in the morning? So I call her, and she goes, my parents' house just burnt down, and Mark's in the ICU. They had to life flight him. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, my God. So I literally, before I could even get ready, Kelly was calling me, his ex-wife, his daughter's mom, and I ran to Columbus, picked them up. We flew up to Toledo. I was like, oh, my God. Walked in. I did grab him. Everyone started on about the picture surfacing. I grabbed his leg, shook his leg, and he was sedated, very heavy sedated. I asked him, are you ready to go viral, brother? And I think I saw a nod.
Wow.
Whether it was there or not, I think I saw a nod. Yeah. And I think he heard me, and I think he said yes. Wow.
So the story is that Mark went in. He got out of the house, went in and saved his mom, saved his dad, and then went back in twice for Hammer,
right? Dog,
and
he couldn't find him. It was so bad. His mom said, there was no flames where they were, but the smoke was so heavy, it was all the way to the ground.
Wow.
And when they had got him out, their hair was all singed.
Wow.
So
the heat
singed their hair.
And I just saw a picture with Mark and his parents, and it's like, looking at them, it's like nothing happened.
Look at that house. That house was completely wrecked. It was horrible.
Let's go hit another break. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. This is Knockout Radio.
This is Antonio Holmes of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Isaac. You're on Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Many of you don't remember, but Randy Harris was a 3-time welterweight champion of the United States. And here he is, Randy Harris.
Hello again. Hello. Hello again.
Hi, we are back coming to the conclusion of hour number one. What's the first thing that comes to mind from your career, from your MMA career? Is there one fight? Is there one incident? Is there one something that sticks out the most?
Well, the one that just sums it all up is the Mir fight.
Right.
Yeah. Time has passed. Revenge is over. Vengeance, I would call it today. Just make it happen.
What?
In Miami, Wes fought Bobby Lashley. Okay. Was that Strike Force?
Yeah.
Was it Strike Force?
Yeah.
It was the week before the Super Bowl. You know, I've done a lot of firsts. I cornered Wes, right? I'm holding the banner. I'm doing the whole thing. So the fight goes down. Another fighter cheated. We all know that. Then we go in after, and Wes is like, all right, you won that one. I'm going to win this one right here, right now in the media room. We're like, it's going to go down again.
Short notice. Didn't give me no time. I wasn't in peak performance. And as you could tell, I wasn't in very good shape.
Well, we can change that. So if you really want to fight again,
my God, here we go.
I will train you.
Please.
You come down for your fight camp.
Just stay away.
I will train you fight camp. I'll put you in. At 4:30, Julian Lane and all the bare knuckle guys are doing the documentary. I'm bringing my truck.
Don't care.
But I will train you. I'll get you in the best shape of your fight
Mark
career.
Mark Coleman will literally come kill me. Literally. If
I survived a Mark Coleman rear naked choke, just so you know, I have a photo of that survival. So
you want to hear a great story?
I'm ready.
This is even a better story. Okay. this is the revenge story. This is Randy gets revenge on this moron. Okay. So this tool bag likes to get those fake, stupid rear naked, you know, that you as athletes hate doing, mm-hmm. right? It's the stupidest thing, yet these dummies do it. So he goes to Eddie Bravo. Eddie Bravo's down for a seminar. And he goes, you know, hey, can I get blah, blah, blah. And Eddie rolls his eyes. And he goes, okay. And then he puts this rear naked that looked like a frog and a butterfly.
Like a pterodactyl. It was like.
You know, he did it stupidly on purpose because the photo is freaking stupid. So the next day is the seminar. And Ben Saunders is in town, who's a very good friend of mine. And I tell him all the time, you look like an idiot getting those photos. It's the stupidest thing ever. At least act like you're over 18. So then I go out. They're getting ready to leave, and I go to Ben, and we start talking. And I told him a few things. Okay, we'll leave it at that for right now. So then this moron comes out, and I go, just remember one thing. Actions have consequences.
True.
That's all I said. So then he took it as, you mean I can ask him for that stupid photo?
Well, you set it up. You can either ask for the stupid photo, or you can be a professional, but you're losing opportunity because the way you act like a fan, these fighters aren't going to open up and get to know you because you're taking stupid rear naked photos.
So which do you think he asked?
He wanted that rear naked.
Yeah.
So he wanted the rear naked. Now, I almost got in a fight at my gym back in the day because a guy had a submission on. Guy tapped, and he didn't let go. My former co-host said, if I dislike you enough, I'm not letting go. I go, well, you're not supposed to let go until the ref comes over. He goes, no, if I don't like you, I'm holding it on longer. I go, you're as big an idiot as this guy sitting across from me. So I look at him and I said, just remember, actions have consequences.
He did.
So he goes, oh, okay. So Ben, can I get a photo with the rear naked? So Ben locks it in. You want another rest or can you figure it out?
Oh, keep going. it might explain a lot here.
So idiot taps and Ben don't let go.
Oh, man.
And idiot taps again. And next thing you know, there's slobber coming out of his nose, out of his mouth. He's out.
Dad's out.
He wakes up like
I didn't know where I was.
Actions have consequences.
Did you ever ask for a rear naked picture again?
He will.
Picture? Oh, yeah. I'm going to ask one for today when you leave. Like, before you get out of here, I need that picture.
At the Super Bowl, he went to Chuck. You know, did you see the leg kick that Chuck did?
So, to
a fan. A fan came up and asked.
It was a podcaster. Oh, no. And Chuck leg kicked this poor kid in the house, dropped him. He's rolling around on the floor. But I didn't know if it was theatrical or if it was real. And then Chuck actually had the aftermath carnage of the photo from the kid with all the bruising.
Do you want a leg kick?
No, heck.
Well, this is what I told Chuck. Again, I have a few friends in this business. So I said, Chuck, if he asks, you need to do it, but break his leg.
That's what he said.
And that's what I said. So instead, he got his forehead signed.
Yeah, I'm getting smarter in my old age. Working smarter, not harder. What's the button say?
I don't know.
Go to bat for yourself.
any TV shows you've been on again? Or
no, no.
Do you know that Wes died in a show? Literally?
No.
They carted him off in the gurney and the whole nine yards.
Ah, they took advantage of me. I didn't get paid for that.
The extra after?
I got stepped on. I fought in the IFL and Gracie put me in a rear naked choke and I thought, I can get this. I ain't sweating it. Every time I think like that, it's not went well. It hasn't. I every time I'm like, because I'm always relaxed. Once somebody puts something on, I'm relaxed enough that I can try to get out of it. Well, I'm trying to get out and I go to get up and I stand up with him on my back and I could not get to his arm. I'm like, well, you know what? Then we're both going. And I took off towards I was going to jump over the top rope. I was going to take us both out. We were in a ring. I was going to jump over the top rope, but I didn't make it. I passed out, fell on the rope, fell back into the ring, and then all the Brazilians stepped on me when they got into celebrating.
Well, did you tap on the way down?
No, I was out. I was out. So I technically really didn't lose, but I never submitted.
There you go. That's it.
I mean, we need to go back and just review some of these losses on my record because...
Could they do that? Could the commissions go back and review now that
they can do anything now, whether they'll follow through and do it before. I don't know when you're planning on leaving. So I do want to talk about the Chris Weidman fight the other night, you know, with the finger poke and I'll be honest, I decided to go to sleep like after round two. I was tired. It's late on the East Coast, right? So I hear the stories and you know, that he eye poked a couple times. And after he said, you know, something to the effect of take it like a man and you shouldn't have gone to the ground and rolled around. And so I've got one thought in my head, and anybody that listens to the show knows, you know, I don't listen to other shows. I don't do a lot of research. I just like to have conversations. So I did see a clip of him at the media room after the fight, and just looking at him, I felt differently about the eye poke because he got eye poked as well.
Yeah.
Right. So not that it's, even though my wife and I talked about it earlier, you know, I'm one of those eye for an eye, that kind of, literally an eye for an eye.
Well, you see in the NBA some of the theatricals when they get just touched at all. I mean, you get poked in the eye, you need to address it immediately. Fall down, grab your eye. I mean, do something to get their attention. I mean, had I done it different in UFC 47, I wouldn't have had to get this tattoo.
It's true. But no, so going back to the
Finger poke.
But going back to the finger poke, so fighters are calling for the change of the glove that Tito Ortiz allegedly created and invented from a weightlifting strap or glove. So, is there a need for change in the style of the glove for the way that it covers the top of the finger?
I saw like the old Pride gloves kind of rounded. They rolled over your fingers. And I mean, UFC inherited that when they bought Pride. So if they wanted to change... It could change.
Okay.
I think so.
And I guess going back to like trauma, right? Because we know it's a violent sport. There's a recent video of Ryan Garcia, the boxing, you know, superstar, you know, phenom. But it appears that he has some issues going on, like instability. You know, like, so how are you feeling at this point in your career? MMA was so new 30 years ago, so nobody knew what would the effects would be later on.
Everybody's got issues to get involved to start, and everybody has issues when they leave. There's no way around it. There's no way around it.
I've never heard it explained that way, but you're so right.
I mean, you do. You 100%. Have to, and I don't care what anybody says. If they're lying. They're lying to you. They've got issues if they're getting involved. They got issues when they leave. I guarantee it. What extent?
100% right.
To what extent? It could be as simple as that high and low, like Mark Kerr always talked about, where even when you won, once it's over, it's like coming down off a roller coaster. I mean, there's some, it's a low, low.
So what was it for you that got you into it? I mean, if there's some, you know, is it for the money? Was it for the glory? Was it for the...
I wanted to be a pro wrestler. I wanted to be a pro wrestler.
He still does.
not really. I mean, I had the opportunity and I let it pass because at the time I got into MMA and I was fighting and traveling. And I thought, man, these guys... I mean, I love pro wrestling, but I thought it was something that you went and did, and then you come home and realize 300 days plus out of the year, you're on the road, you're traveling. So it was like, I don't know if I want to do that much for pro wrestling.
So Hulk Hogan, local to Clearwater Beach, he actually had a job at a bank. He was offered a job, and that weekend he went and did a wrestling show. He's telling us that once he heard the roar of the crowd, that was it for him.
Yeah.
And he's like, he went back, he quit banking.
Oh, and when throw them curtains open and walked out. UFC 43 was probably the greatest highlight. I mean, just whoa, walked through that curtain. And that they had at the time, it was the last show that they did pyros, fire and stuff. Oh my God. Nothing.
And is that why you don't watch the today's UFC as much?
There's nothing. I mean, nothing.
It's just
got to
be. It's got to be different after you've done it.
Because the buildup was so great. I mean, you'd have months and months and months, and then it was like the thing, and all the bros got together, and the wing house, and everybody would go out and park a lot and practice what they just learned. Like that was an era. Like that
I mean, if there was one thing that fighting did give me, I think it gave me OCD because I'm a little screwed up a little bit. But other than that, everything's good.
I've always said I liked it better back then. You know, than now. And, you know, yeah, it's awesome. On Saturday, you can throw it on, watch a couple fights. Don't watch it because there's one next week. But back in the day, it was like, all right, Wes, I'll see you in 4 months. You know, where now, you know, it's like the tour.
Yeah.
So I got to tell you this real quick because mutual whatever between the two of us. So I'm at the Atlanta airport. I'm taking my mom back to her house. And I'm looking at the trains. You know, you're getting ready to get on the train. Did I already tell you the story?
Huh.
Okay. Because, you know, I got that thing too. I forget. So I hear this lady... ask this person, excuse me, sir, can you tell me what time is it? And I'm staring at the train. I'm with my mom staring at the train. I hear the lady talk, no big deal. And then I hear the response of what time it is. All I heard was the time. And I went, holy crap. And I turned around and it was Scott Hall.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and I've always told you, you know, Scott Hall came to Gordon Solie's funeral. He was always one of my favorites. And we started to talk and I said, I don't want to be that guy. We have a mutual friend in DDP and the nicest guy. I know I still use that video. I still use the video. Mark and Wes did a thing with Scott and Kevin.
That's awesome.
And
so cool to meet him. He was one of my favorites.
Who is that one person that you would still like to meet, whether it's a wrestling wise, whether it's a music wise? Rutzkus's teacher.
I mean, I've got to meet them all. I mean, it's so freaking cool because by fighting, I got to meet all of them. I got to hang out with The Undertaker, got him his gloves. I mean, it was so cool, everything. Got to meet, when I met Hulk Hogan for the first time, I was 22. And I mean, I was standing, he'd come up behind me and Mark's kind of smiling. And when I turned around, I couldn't even talk. Like everybody else I could talk to, I couldn't talk. I'm just and he goes, you wrestling tonight, brother? No, shaking my head. He goes, and Mark goes, can you believe he's 22? He goes, man, I'd give $22 million to be 22 again, brother. I'm like, oh, hi. Yeah, I was speechless. I couldn't say nothing.
Let's go hit the top of the hour break. Maybe keep Wes and Rutkus one more segment, maybe longer if we'll let them, but I know they've got to leave here shortly. So let's hit a break. We'll come back after the top of the hour. This is Knockout Radio.
This is Phyllis Proctor listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.